Well, praise the Lord, each and every one of you, and thank you for joining the call this morning. This is such a wonderful day to get. Let us all go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you for this precious day today, for this is the day that you have made, and we all shall be rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to celebrate your birth, the day specified on yesterday, God, that we could celebrate your birth and your coming to this earth, sharing your life with us and giving your life that we might live. We praise and we thank you for each and every opportunity that we had to sit down with our family and to discuss what a great God you are. We ask that you watch over this call this morning. Bless and anoint the speaker as they come forth. God, pour into them what you would have us to hear. Empty them out. Let you speak through them and not them speak to us. God, we thank you for Artists International and how this was the vehicle that brought us all together, that even brought Pastor PK and Pastor Vanessa together so that they could start this wonderful, wonderful call, and we could all be blessed each and every morning. We thank you for their obedience, God. We ask that you anoint the message this morning to feed our souls and that we should go stronger in you and go out and be the disciples that and the light in the world that you are calling us to be. We so graciously thank you and praise you. And we thank you for each and every caller on this line, that you should bless and anoint each and every one of them in your magnificent name. Amen and amen and amen. Well, welcome, 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 welcome to the call this morning. We thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And this morning, I thank you for joining the call. And I shall do double duties here this morning. I will be your host this morning as well. So let me tell you a little bit about this call. Let us get going so we can get to the meat of our call. And that is our speaker. I am Jackie Henderson. I reside here in the beautiful state of Indianapolis, Indiana. And this call is a great call that brought me to each and every one of your lives. And it started in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And the scripture that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And all of the messages that we hear, all of the wonderful, wonderful messages that we hear on this call have been archived so that you can go back and enjoy those messages again and again. And you can also find out a little bit more about the speakers that deliver those messages. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year, and the year was soon ending, and we shall have a new theme. But for the rest of this week and for all of this year, our theme has been, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed, blessed ministry as a greeter, as I did earlier as you came on the phone, or a host as I am doing now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, or even if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can submit that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will gladly contact you. And what brought us all together was that phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company, Artist International, which is now known as Artist Life. And it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. This company has great, great products to help the world become healthier. And following this call is the new morning motivational call. And this call is held every morning, Monday through Friday, right after this call. It is founded by a great group of leaders that are giving vital information to help you grow your artist business and also to help you strengthen your life. And the number for that call is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And today on that call is Inspirational Monday. And our speaker will be our own from Detroit, Michigan, Pastor Everett Thomas. So right after this call, you can get another word from the Lord on the morning motivational call. And now let me go, and it's time to get to our speaker and to introduce our speaker this morning. So our speaker this morning is no stranger to this call. Our speaker this morning is none other than Minister Brenda Terrell, our own prayer general. She was brought up on the Gulf Coast of Mississippi as a Catholic, and God took her under his wings when she was 12. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor student and getting her associate's degree in business, our prayer general married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas as they became members of the Antioch Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves, loves, loves to encourage others in their gifts that God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of 5 children and the exceptionally proud grandmother of 3 grandsons. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked by stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, "God is faithful." Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi now, and is a member of Victory International Christus Center. Brenda is an artist distributor who loves the products and enjoys helping people become healthy. And as she is well known for saying, artist products are the best products this side of heaven. And utmost, she is looking forward to the greater things in Christ. Christ Jesus with her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. Brenda is also known as our prayer general. She is a great listener, a great encourager, and definitely a vehicle that is used by the Lord. She allows God to come into her life, and she lives the life that she speaks about. So right now, I'd like to bring to the front of the line our speaker this morning, my friend, my earth angel, and God's messenger this morning, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sweet angel. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you, Minister Jackie, our silver fox, you are such a blessing to me personally as well as to the masses. I thank God for you because I'm telling you, when you were reading that, I'm going, okay, who is she talking about? But I give God glory for what you are doing. You did a double duty, and you are a faithful servant of the Lord. Thank you so much. And I also want to take the time out to thank our two dynamic women of God, and that is none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. I tell you, God is faithful for calling you two to bring this call forth each and every Monday through Friday and being a blessing to the masses as well as to me. And thank you for allowing me to share on this call. I count it a blessing as well as a privilege. And to you, my TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I pray that you all had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas day celebrating our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us this morning. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord. You are so awesome in all your ways. And Lord, during this celebration mode, Father, with our loved ones, with our friends, we ask you, Father, that you continue to just stand tall in each and every one of us. Let us continually to remember that you are the reason for the season. We thank you, Father, that this blessed day has been brought forth, Lord God, that your word would go forth, Lord, and remove Brenda, that is no longer me, but Christ that dwells in me. I thank you, Father, that your word will go forth to open the hearts and the minds of all of us, Lord, that we receive what you have, and we give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, when I knew I was going to speak this morning, I thought for sure I was going to be able to speak on prosperity to continue from what I spoke on the last time. But Friday came, and while Dr. P.K. Roberts was speaking, the Lord says, you got to answer that question. And if you had missed Friday's call, please go back to the website and listen in on it because it was phenomenal. And I believe it was a message that was brought forth, not just being a message, but it was such a time as this. And the question was, will you say yes? That's what she asked us. Will you say yes? And, of course, the Lord told me to respond, yes, Lord. You know, as we are in this celebration mode and with the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then we are approaching the year 2017, which is the year of victory. You know, I thought that the continuing the theme from the last time is what I was going to say, but when Jesus said no, God said, you're going to answer that question. Will you say yes? So I'm going to speak to you and say, yes, Lord. And I'm convinced with every fiber of my being that God did not give that message with a will you say yes question for us only to shout about it and say, oh, praise the Lord. Wasn't that a mighty word? Granted, we had many awesome messages this past year that tapped us on the shoulders to meditate upon and prepare us for this direct and to-the-point question, will you say yes? So let's reflect on a few of those messages. I do recall where Pastor Derek has said that there's an eagle in you. Mm-hmm, he did. And then we had Minister Willer come and tell us, bloom where you are planted. And then at one point we had Dr. Lucille say, don't ever forget. Yes, we did have Minister Robin that came and told us, you win. Your life has purpose. And then we also had Minister Kai tell us, don't be distracted. We also had Minister Wanda say, what is the condition of your heart? I do recall Pastor Chuck came along one morning and said, let God write your story. And then I do remember Minister Ada said, when God calls you. I also remember a profound message by Minister Lance where he said, is prayer your steering wheel or your spare tire? Wow. I do recall Minister Cynthia saying, the presence of God. She talked about that presence of God, so important. And then Pastor Everett told us one time about dual citizenship. We also had Dr. Thomasine talk about having a made-up mind. Do you recall Pastor Lavona saying, consider your Lord? And Minister Tiffany saying, I surrender all. And then just to top it off, Dr. Vanessa came along and said, face your fight with faith. And oh, yes, come Friday, here comes our Dr. PK saying, will you say yes? I believe all these messages were preparing us for this upcoming year, not just to say it with lip service, because we can many times say, yes, Lord, we can sing it from the top of our with our mouths, that yes, Lord. And many times we have the desire to obey and say yes to God. However, fear will always try to enter in with accusations entering the mind that we're not ready, we've got too much going on, or we've got to get better prepared. You know, all these different little entities that come in with the fear factors and tell us that, oh, you got this going on and that going on and you can't do that, you know. But listen, no one, absolutely nobody can prepare us like God can. And remember Moses. Let's talk about him. He was instructed to go face Pharaoh and his various what-ifs came along, and that he wasn't an eloquent speaker. That was his little get-up, you know, saying, okay, Lord, what about this? What if they don't believe what I'm saying? He came with all these different excuses. And, yeah, God listened to him, and he said, okay. But you think God took that in consideration and went looking elsewhere for somebody else? Absolutely not. Moses was the chosen one for that job, just like you are strictly chosen for the position he has called you to. Moses was obedient to the call even when it seemed he was failing. You know, he kept having to go back to Pharaoh, and many times if you have to keep going, doing it over and over and over again, you're wondering, Lord, are you really with me? But yet, Moses stayed firm because he knew the voice of God asking him to face Pharaoh. And not to say that the distractions won't come when we are called to do a particular entity or project or anything in our business. God, we will have distractions. We will have obstacles that come along. They will come along, but they're unforeseen obstacles. However, God has already equipped you and I for the assignment. Therefore, our answer should be, yes, Lord. You know, the Bible told us without faith, it's impossible to please God. And needless to say that our yes to the Lord must be more than lip service. We must act on our yes, asking him to direct and guide us through. That's his ultimate plan anyway. He said, in all your ways acknowledge me. I will direct your paths. That's what he wants. He wants us to trust him totally and depend on him totally. And you can rest assured that he's always there to empower you to do the task that he called you to do. You know, I remember Dr. PK had mentioned another Yes song Friday, but what came to my mind was this song by Sandra Crouch, and she sung Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely yes, my soul says yes. Are we there? I had to ask myself, are you there, Brenda? Is your soul completely saying yes? And then you may ask, how will our souls say, yes, Lord? It brings to mind the scripture where it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. You see, when you praise him, when you get into the presence of God, when you constantly acknowledge him and say who he is, he's the only one. He's the holy God. He's the almighty God. He's our everlasting Father. He is our Prince of Peace. When we come into his presence and acknowledge who he is and praise him with all our being, our souls will get into the mode of yes, Lord. I remember Dr. PK had told us to deny self. And it's about, it's not about us, but it's all about glorifying God. See, when God gets glory in all that we do, then he's pleased. And our bodies and our minds and everything concerning us is edified because we have become obedient to the call. Remember Saul, who was super bold in his authority for the Roman government? But after his encounter with Jesus, he said, yes, Lord. Yes, he did. See, this is what he said to the people in Corinth. And I love it in 1 Corinthians 2, he had mentioned, and so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I came to you in weakness with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. You see, here this man that was full of authority, that was bold, and he was strong, and he was walking in all his being and knew that he had it going on. But once he came, had that encounterment with Jesus Christ, and Jesus broke him down and let him know who he was, and he surrendered and said, yes, Lord. You see, things changed. That's when he came to realize, I'm not as strong and bold as I thought I was. I became weak where Christ became strong. Hallelujah. See, this is when the yes is taking place, because we humble ourselves before the Lord, and our yes becomes bold only by the power of God. See, it is imperative that we look to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh, yes, that same resurrection power, there it is, that power that works in us. Because he will empower us to deliver wherever he instructs us. Human nature has a tendency to get in the way. Oh, yes. You see, we'll make our own rules and we'll make our own regulations like the Pharisees and the Sadducees did, and attempt to tie those rules and regulations to the scriptures, which is totally false. And it brings us into bondage. Saul thought that he was in compliance to the will of God until he discovered that having a personal relationship with Jesus was his true source of strength and power to say, yes, Lord. Now, that entitled him to a new name, Paul. And in the midst of our saying, yes, Lord, remember that his ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. That's why we can elaborate on the fact that our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, Paul denied and let go of the old man. Revelation 16:7 said, and I heard the altar response, yes, Lord God Almighty, true and just are your judgments. I can reflect back when Dr. PK, and I know I got to carrying on, she said how God had chosen Mary to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, and by faith she said yes. Lord, said yes, Lord, not knowing how God was going to manifest that miraculous feat. And she knew after her yes, the rest was on God. And that's what we have to do. Once we say yes, the rest is on him. Oftentimes we move or don't move because of our feelings. The Spirit of God is always available to activate on a yes. See, See, we've heard about Mary, and we've heard about Moses, and we heard about Paul, and each of them had to deny themselves. Each one of them had to dismiss the thoughts of others. Each one of them became more intimate with God as they moved by faith with their yes. So here we are facing 2017. Where do we stand? Yes, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts to the depths of our souls, we will acknowledge him as the one and only God, our maker, the God of our deliverer, the God, our sustainer, the God, our protector. See, we must say yes to the Lord, the one who placed us on this earth for a purpose, and we're saying yes to the Lord and to the purpose and plans of our lives. Yes, Lord, your face I will seek. Yes, Lord, I will trust you with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Yes, Lord, I will bless those who curse me and pray for those who despitefully use me. Yes, Lord, I will cast my every care upon you, knowing that you care so much for me. Yes, Lord, I will bless the Lord at all times, glorious times, tough times, through it all, even the times I can't see my way through. I'm going to bless your name. You know, Psalm 84:2 says, and let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Wow, 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 wow. What a powerful, powerful, powerful message. We thank you, Minister Brenda, for that great message and allowing God to use you this morning. We thank you. Such a small woman, but she stood tall this morning delivering that message, and we thank you. And Minister Brenda, I'll be calling you back shortly to close with our benediction after a few announcements. So, TMC family, let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you this morning saying yes. Yes to your will and yes to your ways. Allowing ourselves to be used by you. We will take this word and hide it in our hearts so that we might not sin against thee. That we can stand tall as Minister Brenda stood delivering your word this morning. And be your foot soldiers out here in this world, and the light in a dark world shining. God, we thank you for that message this morning. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for your deliverance, and we thank you for her yes to be used by you to deliver us such a rhema word. God, we ask your anointing upon her, that as she emptied out, that you will fill her back up, that she can continue to share your word for those lost souls that are looking for you. God, we thank you. We thank you for this call. We thank you for the founders of this call, for opening up this platform and allowing us not only to be able to hear you, each and every one of us, but to be able to reach out and touch the world and save many. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for Artists International, for bringing us all together and giving us an opportunity to come together each and every morning to share your word and learn your word. God, we ask for your healing hands on all of those that are experiencing sickness in their bodies. For your word says that by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on that word. God, we ask you for your blood covering over the families that have lost loved ones, that have gone on to be with you. Before you said to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. So God, we ask you to give them the peace that only you can give at this time. We ask you to bless each and every distributor on this line. We thank you for your blood covering on each and every one that has joined us this morning on the call, whether they be an artist distributor or just a visitor to this call. We ask your continued blessings that this call shall continue to grow and reach out, not only here in the United States, but throughout the world, being a blessing to each and every ear that shall hear. So, God, right now, I ask you, I stand before you asking you, Lord, right now, that in your name, Jesus, that you will let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and that each and everyone will answer that call and say yes and be willing to go out and be used by you. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for your sacrifices. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. And I know each and every one of you are going to want to go back and hear that message again. As Minister Brenda spoke with every single messenger on this call and tied in each of their messages into one message, and it still comes down to, will you say yes? Are you willing to do what God has asked you to do? And to hear the playback for that call, you can go back to 712-432-1085, and the pin is 957-677-pound. Again, that is 712-432-1085 to hear that powerful, powerful message. And also, God is bringing all of us together to a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal meeting. And extravaganza, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Los Angeles, California, where we will be bridging the gap. And we know that God will be there helping us come together as one. So join us in Los Angeles, California at the 2017 Extravaganza, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You can go to your back office now and get registered and prepare for anointing of the Lord. Now, be sure after this call to go over to Inspirational Monday, where Pastor Everett Thomas will be giving our messages this morning, so we can go over and get a double dip this morning. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN for that call is 294-617-POUND. Well, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Minister Terrell, for allowing God to use you this morning and giving us a powerful message that we shall keep in our hearts and in our souls and go out and do the work that God is calling us to do. We say yes from the bottoms of our souls. Thank you, God, for such an anointed message this morning. Minister Brenda, will you now come forth and give us our benediction?
Thank you, Minister Jackie, for all that you do. We so appreciate and love you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless you all.